Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 8, it grieved God. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Has that changed? No. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's an amazing statement. And when we read this, when I read this, my thought is, well, I'm reading history and wow, they sure must have been bad. And yet today I'm living in the midst of them. They're still here. And man is still this way. I was this way. And it repented the Lord that he'd made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I'll destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I've made them. But thank God, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Thank God I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It grieved God that he had made man. Not that he'd created the world, but that he'd made man. And you have to read that carefully because it's of all importance because you and I still live among these men. The wickedness of man is great. And his heart, God said his heart is only evil continually. I'm accused all the time at work. Well, you're negative on everything. Yes, because the heart of man is only evil continually. I always tell people, I preface, I've read the book. And you know what I have to prove that? History. The news today. Here, look at this article. Here, look at this article. Here, look at this article. Well, that's not every man. It's every man in his heart until he knows God. People would tell me, well, I couldn't do that. Well, you're not in that guy's shoes. You're not in that situation because the heart of man is only evil continually. You see, it's man. So listen, it's man that's the problem. That's the problem. Fallen man. And all I hear of is the good. The good. The good in man. Where's that? I don't find that in Scripture. There's a mindset today to prepare, and we have it in our midst, for all sorts of disasters. I'm talking to a man right now about putting in solar power and solar generators and such. Food, water, electricity. But that's not the issue. That's not the problem. The issue is man. Do you understand that? The issue is man. We were without electricity over 5,000 years. In my lifetime, there were people without electricity. For over almost 6,000 years, no electricity. Electricity isn't the issue. Man is the issue. Man is what you'd better prepare for. The flood didn't change man's heart. The flood. And you'd better realize that. When the electricity goes out, you're going to learn a lot about man. When the resources fail, when foods become scarce, you'll know all about man's heart way quicker than you ever wanted to know. I thought about this morning, I was going back over this, and what came to my mind was there was an old Looney Tunes cartoon. I was a Bugs Bunny guy. I like Bugs Bunny. He messed with people. I could have been Bugs Bunny. Give Elmer Fudd a hard time. And there was two, I don't know if you remember the cartoon, but there's two guys and they're stranded on a desert island with no food. One of them's fat and one of them's skinny. And the fat guy looks at the skinny guy and he sees a hot dog. And the skinny guy looks at the fat guy and he sees hamburger. Like that, two best friends. Wait a minute, there's nothing to eat. You see? Man, it repented God that he had made man. And if you ever experience man's depravity, you'll know that. Those Jews at that festival, I don't know how much you've read about it in October. I stopped reading about it. It was horrible. It was horrible what they did, what man did to man. They saw firsthand. And the hostages that they've taken out of there, they'll never forget it. They're scarred mentally for life. Atrocities so vile that you wouldn't speak of them in church like we are. In 2023, oh, now 2024. And we're not in Genesis chapter 6, 4,000 years ago. We're in this great modern positive world when man is so smart. You see, a fatal mistake is believing that man has somehow changed. And that's what they're trying to perpetrate upon us. That man has changed. Circumstances have changed, but man hasn't changed. And all of these people that are coming over, okay? Do you know what they want? They want my circumstances. Think about that. They want our circumstance. I want these. There's not people trying. Isn't there a big rush for people to get to Mexico? Just right across, right down the road. Boy, there's a big rush. People trying to get into Mexico. Live a better life. Well, we made it to Mexico. Let's go on into Honduras. That'll be nice. El Salvador. What a great life we'll have there. Colombia, you see. Because they don't want those circumstances, you see. Circumstances change, but men do not. Now, this is wisdom. A man cannot change. And if you'll ever get that, most people, I know PhDs that don't understand that. Man cannot change. His circumstances can change, okay? But he can't change. And that's why a man must be born again. He's got to be born again. If a man could change, there'd be no need for Calvary. There'd be no need for Christ. And you've heard me say this many, many times. A tenet that I didn't believe at one time. It characters never formed. You cannot form characters. Never, character is never changed. It's only revealed. And that's why we have law. When I read about the law and why they have to do this and why they have to do this, it's because of this right here, because of man. One thing the so-called reality shows do so well, I don't like watching them. You know why? Because it reveals the character of man, and I already know the character of man. But what you see first and foremost in all reality TV is the character of man. We were just talking about this. Many say I have an annoying habit of prodding people. Rightly or wrongly, in my own way, what I do is reveal character. And sometimes you have to push to do that. And that's what those who most influenced me in my life did. They push me, and they push me, and they push me. And they were probably trying to reveal me to them, but what they were really doing is revealing me to me. That character being revealed. This is going to sound a little gross. When I was growing up, I had boils. Anybody know what a boil is? People don't have boils today. Oh, they're horrible. I'm not going to show you. They're on the back of my thighs. I still have the scars from boils I had as a little boy. And they were huge. They looked like a landscape with volcanoes on them. And you know what you had to do to get the boil to go away? There was only one way the boil would go away. And I still have some stuff back there. They still make it. I think it's made out of crude oil. It's called Ichthyol oil. That's what we called it. It's a black crude oil substance. And you know what that stuff would do? It would draw. And the head would come out of that thing, and it looked like it was the size of my little finger, a rock. And when that head came out, the boil healed. The head's got to come out. He said, I'm going to give you a new head. I'm going to give you a new mind. I'm going to give you a new heart. And you can't fix it because man is a boil. It grieved God. And he said his heart's only continually evil. Now, that's exactly what that's what true religion does. And that's exactly what Christ did. And that's the light. But you remember, man hated the light. Why? His deeds were evil. You remember? Look at it. John chapter 3. Look at it again. You should know it. John chapter 3, verse 19, verse 20. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil, look at it, hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You see through the years how much that I can speak personally, how much they love my preaching. How they love the truth. Oh, how they love the truth. You see, Jesus came and exposed man's hypocrisy. He told him, he said, you're of your father, the devil. They didn't like that. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. And the one that made the way for him, John the Baptist, he called them a generation of vipers. Well, the preachers don't do that anymore. They wouldn't dare. John the Baptist called a man out for adultery, and the man beheaded him, took his head off. Is that so far-fetched? No. Speak out today and see how that works out for you. You see, men still hate that light. They hate it. Here, John, turn to Romans. Turn over a couple books to Acts and go to Romans chapter 3. Verse 12 through verse 18. I've preached these many times, but it's been some years ago. He said, Paul said, they're all gone out of the way. All of them. They are together become unprofitable. There's none. How many? There's none that doeth good. No. Not one. Their throat's an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I like that fellow. We've been listening to some of his messages, Mark Driscoll. I really do. I like him. I like some of his principles. And he's got many good points. But I would wonder, let him once shine this light and see the results. And see how many are standing on the front row. Shine this light, preacher. Because when Jesus did, the Bible says from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. You remember? Now, let me tell you, I've experienced that. I know about that. I can preach on things that I've experienced more than once. Why? Well, number one, it wasn't my light. And you've got to understand that. It wasn't my light. It was the light. It wasn't John the Baptist's light that cost him his head. And that light is still here. And it's in all that possess, not simply profess, but possess Christ, that light. He said we're to be salt, light. Right? Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And you think men will love it. When I was first called and I loved it and I got the light, I thought, man, men will love this. This is great. Let me show you this light. Hey, let me show you this light. Let me show you this. But they didn't. They hated it. To the point of they'd have stoned me. We're in a different time. Circumstances changed. To this day. I found that out almost 40 years ago. You've heard me say, when I saw a horde of women coming up the aisle, waving Bibles at me, and the men running out the back door. That was first year of my preaching. Well, I wonder how this is going to go. And some of you were here when I preached the doctrine of separation, light. Doctrine of separation. How'd that go? See, we forget these things. Circumstances change. I was threatened with death. I'm going to kill you. With death. From a man that professed to love me. Over a doctrine. Over light. Not my light. I'm not the doctrine of separation. You see? The character of a man that professed to love me wanted to kill me. Slandered my name with lies. Slandered some of you. Why? Not me. I was used as a catalyst. It was his book. It was a light. It was a doctrine. Couldn't argue the doctrine. And when they can't argue the doctrine, what do they have to do? You got to go after the man. Couldn't argue the doctrine, went after John the Baptist. Couldn't argue the doctrine, went after the apostles. Can't argue the doctrine, go after the disciples. Can't argue with truth, crucify Christ. The book. And turned out, and I think that these preachers would find this out, not only they don't agree, they hate the light. Couldn't we just read why? You see, circumstances, the gospel, fine. My preaching, fine. Until the light shined, in our particular case, on this man and his. Now, this is going to get a little personal, but this is the way it was. And that light shined on his daughters. And one received it with joy. You see, the light. And God said, I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy. How glorious. And the Bible says, but the other, when he talks about these seeds, that's the light in the parable, you know the sower. But the other fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Amen. And the Lord summed it up. If you turn to Matthew chapter 15. Verse 7 through verse 9, he said, ye hypocrites. This is the God speaking. This is Christ, the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Almost every church. You know, A.W. Pink thought that only 2 out of every 1,000 preachers were straight and had this light. 2, not lay people, preachers. He walked the earth. Yea, hath God said, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And that is that man, not God, decides what's right and wrong. How's that worked out? Only 2 boys on the whole earth. 2 boys. Cain and Abel. Cain kills Abel. Why? He didn't like his religion. You hear me? He didn't like his religion. My religion's better. You don't have to kill an animal. My sacrifice is as good as his. I can believe the way I want to believe. Cain liked his own religion. And everybody outside Christ likes their own religion. Because they hate the light. They hate the light. I've had many men just in pure sin tell me of their good standing with the Lord. Now let me tell you something. I'm going to close with this. I've lived in sin. And my standing with the Lord was hell. And that's exactly where I'd be if not for Calvary. If not for Christ the Lord and His shed blood and Golgotha. The old man grieved God at his heart. And he sent his only son to make one new man. Now listen, me. What about you? Because man's natural heart. Elect, non-elect, chosen, not chosen. Man's natural heart at birth is only evil. Continually, and it grieved God that He had made